A small confined space. A small confined space. You brought me to a small confined space. Somewhere where no one could see and hear. Before that, I tried to tell you something. It was important, and you told me how to reach you. But then you didn't. You ignored what I said on purpose. You didn't read what I wrote, what I thought was important, and what I was trying to urgently communicate. You didn't read. You continue to verbally berate me. Tell me why. This item's just so horrible. You even said that I'm terrible. But there's hope for me. I'm showing improvements. The whole point is just to get the upper hand. And then say things that show you just ignored everything I wrote. Yelling at me. For doing... I don't know, just ignoring. Ignoring what I wrote, and then yelling at me. For the things that I answered. Barking questions at me. That I answered, and that I actually posed in the thing that I wrote. That was very urgent. To get it to you. You didn't care. But here we are in the hallway. No one can hear us, but everyone can probably hear you. You wanna make sure everyone can hear your strong voice yelling at me in a small, confined space, because control is everything to you. You have to be in control, you have to be right, and I have to be wrong. You don't get it that I don't. Those things don't matter to me. I don't care about being right. I don't care who's better. I don't care who's more righteous. Children care about that. I'm not gonna say that I'm not a child. I did think you were cool, that's why I said it. But that was before you did what you did to me. You can't just do whatever you want to people. You can, obviously. And I'm not gonna do anything about it. Because that's my version of showing you that I'm right. By doing nothing. Letting you go. I will be the thing that you're making me into. It your way, and you don't see that as beating you, because the worst punishment is that you have to be yourself. I don't really care. I mean, you can think whatever you want, see me however you see me, and make it your reality, make it the reality. It doesn't matter to me. It does, though. It hurts. I thought you did read the way I wrote, and I was so happy. I felt great. I thought you cared about me. You wanted me around. We had a whole new friendship. I thought it was going to be awesome. But you didn't. You just wanted to set me up, ignoring me on purpose so you can yell at me. So you can berate me, abuse me. You have to scold, talk it down. You have to be high above. And when someone doesn't see things that way, someone doesn't view you as having some innate authority or righteousness, it scrambles your brain and you have to go into defense mode. Just say whatever you can to get back that sense that you're right and on top. And no, I was wrong. The world was wrong and you were right. You were better. And I'm letting you have that. You can have it. You can be right. You can be the best. The better person.